Now let us check what is it when we are talking about insurance with respect to tour companies. Now when we talk about insurance, what comes in mind is travel insurances that are by the travelers. Now here what we are talking about is the insurance which is taken by the tour companies to safeguard their own interest against the customers who might not be so sure about taking the vacation which they have bought for. For example, see here, the majority of travel agents have felt the need to protect themselves and their clients against the possibility of commercial failure, either their own or a supplier's. So when we understand a tour package, for example, the tour package which includes the transportation, the accommodation, and the sightseeing in and around in that particular place, it also includes the airfares, or that is the air travel that we are talking about. So over here, what we understand is the entire tour package comes up as a chain of different operators. So things can go wrong wherein even if one chain is disrupted, that is one member of the chain is disrupted, so the entire vacation can be failed as such. So over here there is an insurance policies undertaken by the travel companies which plan such tour packages, and even the clients which go for such tour packages. So this insurances can be under various headings like delays or cancellations by an airline, or there can be again any other particular thing that might go wrong for the entire tour packages, etc. So these are the insurance policies which give make sure that the tour operators are protected if the clients would want to sue the travel companies for the same. Now they will advertise the fact that they are surety bonded, meaning in case of a failure, the customers are guaranteed either an equivalent holiday to which they have lost, or if they prefer, a refund. Now many a times what happens is there might be a clause wherein it's a surety bonded clause wherein the tour companies have designed a particular holiday, and due to some reasons it might be get cancelled or might be changed. In that case, the tour companies make sure that the clients have another kind of holiday in exchange for the one that they have booked. So that's a surety bonded clause. Many travel agencies and tour operators are also bonded with ITA. So when we are talking about ITA and its rules and regulations, any travel company or tour companies which are there, which have the accreditations of IATA, they are ruled under certain rules and regulations which are put forth by ITA. So in that, they again have certain bonds wherein they have to make sure that they are under those rules. So, for example, if a travel agency is going ahead with a plan wherein the flights and there is a group tour wherein the flights are there and the hotel bookings or accommodations are there, care has to be taken that that particular tour actually does take place. And there are various kinds of rules for both the consumer protection, that is the client's protection, as well as the tour companies against any kind of losses if at all the plan does not work out. So that was about the insurance wherein the tour companies are safeguarding their interest. Now, the trend that shows is many of the airlines and other travel companies are directly selling to the passengers via the internet. So by the internet boom, this is what is happening. We all know that there are online bookings which are taking place. So there are these things have pros and cons. Obviously, if I'm talking about a traveler or a client who wants to go ahead and book his own vacations, it is quite easy to sit on the internet and book your own holidays or your own airline tickets. So airlines, you can go on airlines website and compare the fares, select the dates that you want, and you go ahead and book using your credit cards or debit cards, whichever is applicable. And even the tour companies which are there, they have their own websites which are selling directly to the clients. So over here, what happens? The airlines do not need to pay the commissions to the travel agents. So this was a trend which happened, although it provided a very good platform, a very good technological advances to increase the travel and tourism industry big time. The point here is that it also affected the tour companies in a negative way, in the sense that the airlines did not need it to pay commissions to travel agents. They did not needed the network of their agents to reach out to the customers. So all they had to do was maintain their own website and advertise and get the clients directly. So this is how the commission started decreasing for the travel agents, which gradually led to disintermediation of travel agents, and this is an ongoing process since 1997. But as we know that every industry undergoes certain changes, certain evolutions, many of the travel agents might go ahead and shut down, but there is also another positive aspect to it. Let us see first, in 2009, these are the figures which tell us how the market size of travel agencies has dropped down. However, the travel agents remain dominant in certain areas. And which are these areas? These are cruise vacations and package travel. And why are these areas wherein the travel agents are on forefront? Is because ideally, when we are talking about a cruise package, there are many, many things which come under it. For example, if I am a client or a person who is going for a cruise trip, there are many things that need to be taken care of. It needs to be taken care of about my visa, the way the route is being planned, the kind of stay, the facilities which are included, excluded. So what might happen is that a traveler or a client would rather prefer going to a travel agent and taking his help and making the payment and booking his own cruise vacation rather than doing it online. Again, as we know that the international cruise industry have limited big players. So these players have specific wholesale agents or GSAs. Those are the general sales agent, which as wholesale agents to get the travelers or the clients. So over here, this has remained dominant. And then of course the package travel, because the travel agents, because of their own experience and their own knowledge, make sure that an entire package trip of say 13 to 14 days is completely planned well in advance, and they take care of each and every detail. So clients, if at all they are going for a big family picnic or an extended family with an extended family, would rather prefer to have a travel expert guide them for their package tours rather than doing it all alone. So if we have just an individual hotel booking, a client will be confident enough to go and do a hotel booking on his own. If it was only an air ticket, he would go on an airline website and book the ticket for the same. But when it comes to the package travel, he has to take care of every single thing, and therefore he prefers to go to travel company or a travel expert and take care of all those things. So here the percentage has not shown any decrease. Now, to deal with such decrease or the negative effect of the technology, again, the thing that came for its rescue is technology itself. The travel companies came ahead and started making their own websites and started giving consolidated fares. What it means is consolidated information. It means that they develop certain websites on which clients can come and compare individual airlines. So this was an added factor, because if I as a traveler want to travel from Mumbai to Delhi, I might go on airline ABC. C's website and check Mumbai to Delhi. Then I have to go on another XYZ airline and check Mumbai to Delhi. Likewise, if at all I go on a travel website company, an online travel portal, I get all the airlines at one screen and I can compare the prices as well. So this was an added factor which was definitely used by the travel agencies to make sure that the business comes to them. So the travel agencies created their own travel websites with detailed information and online booking capabilities. Major online travel companies, like we all know today, these are some of the companies which are famous: Expedia, Travelocity, Orbitz, Make My Trip, etc. The travel agencies also use the services of major CRS, that's computer reservation systems, and GDS, that's global distribution systems, like Sabre, Amadeus, Galileo, etc. Now these are the CRSs which are also used by the travel agents to give real-time information about the air flights and hotel bookings. So over here, the technological advances which caused a negative effect, the travel companies have went ahead and tried to convert it into a positive effect by creating such online travel websites. So definitely in the future, it is the big names in travel companies which are going to have their own travel websites and make sure that the travel business is entirely online or via the computers. Now, when we talk about the tour operators or the tour companies or tour agents, this is a list of what all things that can form a part of a service that can be delivered by these tour operators. Now, these are certain headings which are there: ticketing, hotel reservation and booking, tour packages, interest, budget and comfort, local transportation, passport and visa, insurance coverages, travel guides and timetables, and foreign currency. Now, if we see all of these services are given by the tour operators, travel operators, okay, out of which tour packages it can be either the interest that is specific to the interest of the traveler who is going, and it can be budget and comfort. So, depending upon what kind of package you want, it can be made. Local transportation is also something which can be taken care of by the tour operators. Passport, visa, obviously most of the travel agencies take up the responsibility if at all someone is going to a destination. The visa arrangements can be helped out by the travel companies. Then the travel guides and timetables and foreign currency, we know that almost all of the travel agencies give these services to their clients. Now, what do we have in tour packages? All transfers, this is something which is ideally a part of a tour package. So, when we are talking about a tour package, these are the things that we can include in them. All transfers between airports, harbors, stations and hotels. Now, there are pick up and drop services. If a person is landing at an airport, then he will be picked up by a car or a coach depending upon what type of package he has booked for. And he will be picked up and dropped to his hotel which he is booked under. So those are the all transfers between airports and stations, and again while checking out or while returning back, he will be picked up from the hotel and to the airport. Then is the twin share tourist and first class accommodations with private facilities as specified, again the accommodation part. Cruises, these are certain packages which are a part, or that is a cruise can be a part of the tour package. So here again cruise is included. Rental cars, definitely for the land transport, rental cars are used, any kind of vehicle which is used by the client for sightseeing. Entrance fees to attractions, now this differs, basically most of the packages will include entrance fees to all the sightseeing attractions which they have included in the package. However, there are certain tour companies which do not include those. In those cases, they list it under exclusions. Next is insurance policies, tickets for entry to events or attractions, any events and attractions which may be included in the program, and again insurance, that's double. So those are the variety of tours those are offered. There are many to suit interest of the traveler who is coming. So it's like if a person wants to go for an extravagant luxury tour, that tour package can be made up. It can be suiting to his own interest, that can be made it up. So all of these tours are different. Now, these are listed certain different types of tour packages. First one is the group tours. Now, when we talk about group tours, it can be that the people are traveling in groups. There are minimum to maximum number of groups that can be taken by the tour operator. Obviously, the group tours give you certain discounts, that is they are comparatively cheaper as compared to the price for the same trip if going individually. So these group tours can be either escorted or partly escorted. So sometimes what happens is a group tour departs from its origin, goes to the destination, and a guide is available for such a group over there. And that can be there. This group can be either of the friends, that is everyone knows them. It can be again extended family or colleagues, anyone. Fully escorted tours, again they are escorted tour, that is the tour expert or the escort is with the group always. So he is guiding the tour throughout the entire tour project. Then comes the city and the regional tour. We know that there are certain sightseeing, city sightseeing. So for example, if a person is going in a particular country, the main city where he is staying will have a city sightseeing tour. So that city sightseeing tour mostly can be by a coach, that is bus coach. It can be by a private vehicle as well. And in some of the cities, it is also by a cruise, wherein the cruises across the river, especially for the cities which are near the riverfront. So those can be city and regional tours. special interest tours, again, special interest tours depends upon what kind of interest the particular group has, and such tours are there. So, for example, it can be a fishing trip, fishing tours, it can be any other special interest like wine tasting, culinary tours, etc. Then adventure tours, all the activities which are towards adventure, and that is the focal point of those particular tours. So again, it caters to adventurous travelers. Now, when we talk about tourism department, it is very essential that this tourism department works for the positive effect of travel and tourism industry in that country, for that country. Now, when we are talking about tourism departments of a particular country, we understand that almost all of the countries have their own tourism department. Either it is under the full-fledged Ministry of Tourism or as a part of some other ministry. Now, the Ministry of Tourism and Tourism Department in any country, what is the main function is that it is charged with developing and fostering the tourism industry. So, that being the main function, it has the other roles wherein by developing tourism, it is making sure that helping the entire country to raise its standard of living and other beneficiaries or benefits that come from the tourism industry. So, tourism, like we have already studied in various other chapters, wherein it is an export industry. So, when we are talking about an export industry, we are gaining foreign exchange. So, whose economic importance lies not only in its major contribution in balance of payments, but also in its being a magnet for large and ever increasing investments. Now, what do we mean by large and ever increasing investments? We already know that the tourism industry directly affects the employment. It also affects the balance of payment, that's the foreign exchange and our treasury when we talk about. And when we are talking about the entire development, for example, if I want to develop my country into a tourism hubspot, there are infrastructures that will come up. So again, there is an investment which is going on. There are many global players that might want to invest in our own country, and all this makes sure that it is a magnet. It attracts the entire world to that particular hub. So it's magnet for large and ever increasing investment. Tourism industry is a direct employer, we already know that, of millions, and is a tool for regional development and population dispersal. So again, there are many examples of it wherein there was a small sleepy village which has become a very hot tourist hotspot, because of which employment has been there. There is almost all of the people in that particular village might be indirectly or directly dependent upon tourism. So what has happened here is their income has raised, because of which the standard of living has increased, the entire regional development has taken place, and this has made sure that the village population does not disperse to other areas. So what happens is it is making sure that there is an overall development throughout the country and not just for the metropolitan cities which are the focal points of the development of any of the countries. So that is one of the benefits of tourism industry. So this is overall goal of any tourism department or ministry of tourism in a country. Now we can concentrate on other things about tourism industry, wherein it is an effective, credible and direct means of disseminating favorable information about the home country. So here we are talking about the face of the country. So when we advertise about a tourism of a particular country, having the beautiful photos, taglines, etc., we are calling the entire world to come and see our country. We are making our PR, that is the public relations, we are making our images, a particular image in the front of entire world. So by doing this, through tourism industry, its marketing, giving away the information, we can portray our country's positive image in front of the world. Every tourist who comes to the land gains a better understanding of the country's position, problems and accomplishments. So clearly, when people are from outside the country are going to visit our country, they are going to experience the country, they are going to experience our culture, our people, and they are going to have an experience. If it is positive, we have, the tourism department has done its work great. So these people will go back to their home country with a positive image of our country, and this will overall raise the credibility of our country in the world. Tourism serves as a bridge for peace and the best link with non-resident nationals whose visit reinforces their bonds with the homeland. So clearly this is a tool for peace wherein people from one part of the world are visiting to other part of the world, and this is helping in creating good relations between the countries as well. The Ministry of Tourism has to be active both in home country and abroad. Now clearly when we are talking about tourism industry, we are talking about people who are coming from out of the country to the country. We are also talking about people inside our country going to other countries, but mainly we want an influx of the tourists. So for this we need to attract people in their home country. So if I am a Ministry of Tourism of India, I would have an overseas office in a country which is my main market, which the information of which I can get from my data. All right, so they have to be active both in home country and in abroad. So the offices can be the overseas tourism offices as well as the Indian tourist offices inside India. Activities abroad fall into two categories, marketing and information. Now clearly tourism is something wherein your product needs to be shown. It needs to be shown to the people. It needs to be made sure that the people actually find it, whether it is on online presence or it is in any of the other marketing tools. So when we are talking about main thing that a tourism office needs to do is marketing. It has to market its own product, that's India, the country. And the information. So clearly when I am attracted to India as a destination, I am an overseas traveler who wants to visit India, but I do not have information as to how to visit India, what are the details that I need, maybe for the visas or maybe for simple travel tips, if I enter into visa, where do I have to stay, etc. So clearly there are two things, two activities that need to be the focal point of any tourism department, that is a very good marketing and an information or network, both handled by the ministry's tourism offices. Now this is a example of Tanzania's tourist board. Let us see what are the functions which might fall in this. To advertise and publicize Tanzania as a tourist destination, that would be the first and foremost function of the tourism board of Tanzania. To encourage development of amenities and to enhance Tanzania's attractiveness. So clearly after marketing we want people to have good amenities inside Tanzania. The overall aesthetic beauty of Tanzania needs to be very good. So to undertake research necessary for improving the industry's performance. Now when we are talking about research, we are talking about research as to what are the things that can be done, what are the development plans that will make sure that the Tanzania as a tourism hotspot would be developed. All right, then we have the research wherein we require certain data as to how many people would be coming at a particular time, what will be the specific say percentages or demographics of such, so that we can make sure that the care has been taken, that the development is taking place as the market is there. So it's market research, it's product research that comes with it. So these are undertaking research for developing. To foster understanding on the economic benefits of tourism in Tanzania. So clearly there has to be understanding of the economics that is a foremost part of tourism industry, to collect information necessary for carrying out its function. So again, in order to make sure that they are working in the right direction, one needs background information or back-end information. So this collection of information or collection of data, any kind of data about its own product, that's Tanzania, the country, is required. So these are certain basic functions which will be required by any department. So we have taken an example of Tanzania's tourist board here. Now let us take what are the typical departments that might form under any of the tourist departments. Okay, these are certain divisions which take place. Department of Tourism. There are various sections, and these particular departments are concentrating on one particular function. The first one is the Tourism Service Departments. Now this is a department which takes care of all the service providers directly, indirectly dealing into tourism industry. So suppose they must be the ones who are taking care of licenses, who are taking care of quality control, or say of tour operators, travel agencies, airlines, etc. It also comes under making sure that the quality control is taking place of the hotels which are there. So all this might come under tourism service departments, wherein it is concentrating on the constituents of the tourism industry as whole. They also concentrate on developing, making certain rules, laws, regulations, etc. pertaining to these constituents. Planning and economics department, this is the department which takes care of the budget control. It is the department which is planning the developmental things. It is the one which is taking care of how the goal of the overall tourism development is going to take place. So that is wherein the money matters come, and the planning which needs to be executed and implemented will come. Tourism Promotion Department, clearly as the name suggests, it is the one which is going to promote the country's image. So there can be lots and lots of ways of promoting a country. They can go ahead and create tie-ups with different international organizations. They can be the ones who are providing information about all the tourist attractions inside the country to various other countries. This is the department which is say giving or making certain travel documentaries, making sure that they are seen. Creating public relations, making sure that there is good network, having lots of travel agents or tour companies who are ready to send their clients to that particular country. So that's tourism promotion. There are many other many of the countries also give familiarization trips to many journalists and big names in tourism tourism industry. Those are the ones who might write something about that country, and people might follow their word. So those are the tourism certain things wherein they can promote the country. The next one is the Articles Service Department, wherein this is the department which is distributing articles about the tourist attractions inside the country. This is the one which is making sure that the information about the country is going everywhere in the world. So they can be on the online portals, or it can be in travel magazines across the world, which has lots of distribution, very good distribution networks. It can be on the television networks, etc. Next is the tourism information centers and tourist bureaus. These are the departments which deal into making sure that all the publicity material or the guides or the timetables, etc., which can directly help the tourists, are available in their own languages or in a language which is locally known, or in certain foreign languages. So these are the ones which are actually making sure that the information reaches the traveler, and they are here for helping the traveler in general. So these tourist offices are the contact centers either inside the country itself and in other countries which can be potential markets for the country's tourism tourism industry. So these are certain common sections which come under Department of Tourism, which help achieve the overall aim of developing the entire tourism industry. Now, when we talk about other businesses, supporting activities and businesses, there are certain other other things which are on the periphery of travel and tourism. Although they are not on the focal point, they are very much important. The first thing that comes into mind is the infrastructure projects. Now, when we talk about tourism and we talk about the tourist sites which are developed, we know that the infrastructure is very essential. This infrastructure can be either good roads, it can be water supply, it can be electricity, communication, networks, etc. It can be starting from food joints or other service providers which are used and help the travelers who are traveling to that place. So, infrastructure projects, a number of hotels, inns, sanatoriums, guest houses, restaurants, eateries, fast food joints are built around such sites, and this creates a busy small or township. So, clearly, if a particular city or a small town has something to see, the tourists are going to flock to that place. When the tourists are going to flock to that place, there are the needs that they are going to come up with. So, if one person knows that there are flocks of tourists who are going at a particular place for certain festival or visiting certain place, clearly there are food stalls which sprung up first. So, that is what happens. And it transforms the entire sleepy town into a tourist hub. Here is an example which is given. It is Madikeri Buddhist Sanctum. If you actually search, it's a beautiful temple. There are images which are there. You can see that it was earlier a very sleepy village near Mysore. It was a small village, and because of this Buddhist Sanctum, which gained popularity, the Madikeri as a place has become very famous. It has been famous, and there are different development projects which are taking place. A very good road is now linking Madikeri to the main city, nearby city Mysore. Then there are various hotels which have come up. There are various food stalls and restaurants which cater to the tourist needs. Then again, there are souvenir shops around them too. So what is happening here is that because of one tourist attraction at a particular place, it has developed the entire region of that particular place. So these are the things that can happen by the presence of one tourist attraction. So, infrastructure projects come up with tourism industry. Local transport business. Now, clearly, when we are talking about tourism, there is local transport which will be a part and parcel of tourism. So, obviously, when a tour package is concerned, a person will go from point A to point B, take an air flight. All right. After reaching point B, in order to go anywhere at point B, he will require land transport. For that, local transportation options are the best ones. Tourists generally move in bus or rented vehicles in a tourist city to see various attractions. So here what happens, the tour operators, that is the original tour companies which have booked the entire package, will have very good relations with the people who are actually at point B. Say the cab drivers or the rental companies or even the people who are giving buses on rent. So these are various transport operators which are there, and clearly as the tourism industry will be increasing, will be developing, their business will start increase. So therefore, many transport operators set up base in such places, meaning that tourism hub spots, and the business keeps growing as the place grows in popularity. So that is about local transport business here. Now let's check the other things that come up as a part of tourism industry, and we are talking about variety of shops and service providers. Now it's not only the stay option that I'm going for when I go for a destination. It's not only local transportation. It is also other things which make sure that I am feeling like a tourist, like buying things, going in a shopping mall, going towards a vendor, taking something which is local as a souvenir for me to come back to my home country. So all this forms a part of our tourism industry. So they buy specialty articles. Now each and every city has certain special to give to the travelers, certain things which are a speciality. It can be a cuisine, it can be a jewelry article, it can be the cloth article which is special for that particular region, it is known for, it can be anything. So for this, the travelers will be buying that as a souvenir, as a memory, and go back. So, souvenir shops, apparel shops, sweetmeat shops, which provide the flavor of the local culture, get a boost due to tourism. So, clearly, tourism industry is playing a huge role in making sure that these shops have a very good business. That was one. The other one is the medical help that is needed. Now, when we are talking about an area which has many, many tourists who are flocking to that particular place, clearly, safety and security comes into measure. So there are medical facilities which are available. There are hospitals, full-fledged hospitals which are there. The other, there are certain vans or ambulances which are there. There are many NGOs which set up ambulance services near such tourist hubs, especially during a high season or during a special event which draws millions of people to that particular, thousands of people to that particular place. So there are pharmacies, clinics and hospitals which are setting up nearby those places. So the example that can be there is pilgrim centers. Why pilgrim centers? Because at a special event, it is a pilgrim, the city which is attracting huge thousands of number of people over there. So that is one. So it also forms a part of tourism. Here is a picture which gives you an idea about the souvenirs, which is from UK London. So we have the Big Ben clock here, the telephone, and the red bus. An ambulance service, that's a picture taken at Shirdi. That's Shri Sai Baba's Sansthan, which is there. Shopping at Tirupati. So that is one picture which is telling you. The next one is the entertainment providers. Now, when we are talking about entertainment providers, clearly we are talking about the entertainment or recreation factor of a particular tour package. So, when we are talking about a balanced tour package, it has a particular event, it has orchestras, or it might have music concerts. It might also have certain activity which is going to be a lot of fun for the travelers who are dealing with it. So, clearly, the providers of such entertainment or such events, or people who are a part and parcel of this, are again part and parcel of tourism industry. So let us see what we have here is a number of tourist adults as well as children would like some sort of entertainment at the place they go. There are a variety of sports avenues, grounds and courts in famous tourist cities like Paris, Rome, Delhi, Goa. So these are the examples of certain cities which are known for their recreational content. So when I am as a traveler going to this particular cities, what I am expecting is the recreation or the fun that comes with that particular city. So clearly it is the USB of that city. So it is going to be the one which is going to attract the travelers. So as the popularity starts growing, these entertainment providers are the ones who are raising the overall regional development of that place. So here is again certain examples here which are known for their casinos. Atlantic City, Las Vegas, Monaco and Macau. They are world famous for their casinos and gambling joints. So people flock here for these gambling joints. They have many gambling joints and that is their USB. So again here this comes up as a peripheral part of tourism industry. Next we have the children in tourist groups and the theme parks. So theme parks like Orlando, which provides the greatest entertainment in the form of Disneyland. Then we have Sentosa Park, which is at Singapore. Genting Islands in Malaysia. These are great attractions too. So that's when we are talking about a family trip wherein the kids are more interested into the recreation which is provided at such parks. So similarly, this particular parks which are created as theme parks come up as a part of tourism industry. So theme park in USA, it forms one of the tourist attractions when we are talking about a trip to US. Now the next one is the street hawkers. Now we know there are many many people who might just go for a culinary experience. They might actually go to a particular country for having a taste for their for the street foods. So there are many what I should say fairs and festivals wherein the street food the streets are crowded with such people who want to experience the street foods. So these also form a part of tourism industry wherein the street hawkers who sell fast food, toys, gift articles and a variety of other goods are there. So tourism generates livelihood for millions of poor who make a living on the streets. So clearly the hawkers of the streets are from a lower strata, economic strata, and again they are benefited by the number of tourists who are visiting that particular place. This is a picture which tells you a street hawker in Thailand. Thailand is a country which is famous for its street food. It's an experience to have a street food at Thailand. So that was the end of the chapter. In this particular chapter, what we dealt with was operation of transport providers, how the hotel business is conducted, international tour companies, what are the constituents, how the entire overall picture of today's tour company is, the evolution from past and present. Tourism department, we took an example of one, and various sections under tourism department, supporting activities and businesses, the ones which are at the periphery and form a part and support tourism industry. So that was what we covered in this chapter. I hope the session was helpful. What I would suggest is you can go online and read certain things like countries which are famous for street foods or the theme parks which are famous. And this will help you to know the things better. Thank you.